Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, August 18th, 2022. Of course, you know what? I just could not compete against the master with respect to the shirt, so I had to go back to my normal attire. So I bow to the shirt master of Hawaiian shirts. I can't do that, even in my Magnum PI days. A couple of things. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com is with me. And I'll tell you what, great information coming. You know, reality check. Normal has gone forever. That's really the title of today's show. And to tell you, I mean, you talk about reality. You know, I just wonder about some people's reality. Just very briefly, Luke Knox, 22-year-old student, Florida International University, athlete, extraordinary football player, healthy as a horse. Look, I don't know, but he passes away unexpectedly. And we've seen this time and time and time again, ever since the rollout of these injecticide, right? And, you know, it's always, well, he died unexpectedly. How sad is it? You know, family's shattered, but there's really never any depth to these news reports. Yet when people start asking questions, that's when censors come in and say, you can't ask those questions. Or when facts come out, for example, like Naomi Wolf is saying, hey, you know, the Pfizer trials, guess what? 44% of the pregnant mothers had abortions, spontaneous abortions. I'm not talking about abortions. I'm talking about miscarriages, would be a better word. I'm sorry. And they hid it. The FDA hid that data from American citizens. And when you tell people this, it's almost like the doe in the headlights look like, no, this, you're not telling me the truth. And then when you tell people, of course, about Mar-a-Lago, Trump lied about the passport seizure. No, he didn't. Even today, you talk to someone about that, and they just can't get it through their head. There's this disconnect from reality. So reality check today. Normal has gone forever. It's gone, baby. It is gone. You look at the water situation, mega drought. I'm going to tell you something. Folks, for yourself, do this. Go to stevequayle.com. Click on the link to the store. Get Mega Drought, the DVD Mega Drought. You've got to see that. You really have to see that and watch it. Watch it twice. Buy yourself and buy someone else a copy. Gen6.com, my apologies. But please, Mega Drought, the annihilation of the human race accelerates. I'm telling you, this, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, this came out. I'm not even sure when. Long enough to know that this was really, Steve nailed it with this. And it's what's happening today and what's going to be happening tomorrow and throughout the rest of the time. And then we get the food shortages. So all of this is what's on the plate today. With me again, my good friend, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com, and of course, together with the fundraiser. If you haven't gotten that, I've been getting so many great responses from the alien Egyptian U.S. connection, the Egyptian and alien connections in the Americas. I don't know why I can't get that right sometimes. Okay, but I'm telling you what, it's a fabulous download of information, some dot connecting there. I still haven't put up my piece about how things fit with Russ and his finds, his work, and how all of this connects together, at least in my world, but I will be doing that. So, folks, if you haven't done so already, there's still time. It's still up there. You can go to HagmanReport.com or stevequayle.com, click on the banner, and it'll take you there, register. And there's no time limit. You've got enough. It's a fantastic purchase. So, and by the way, one more thing about that. If you do send a check in, you know, it's a digital product. So you're going to have your email address with the check. Please do that. All right. Because we've already written some people back and waiting responses saying, look, we have your check, but we need your email address in order to deliver the product to you. So if that's you, by the way, send an email to support@HagmanReport.com. That's the right one, right, Eric the Tech? Yeah. Okay, you just said yes. So support@HagmanReport.com, and we'll get your fixed up right away. All right, Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug. And I think this is going to be a very important topic of today, that in essence, the word normal has disappeared forever, because I keep hearing wishful thinking and fairy dust and unicorn expectations that things are going to go back to normal. It's done forever. I think people that are looking for the solution to be political don't understand that basically leopards don't change their spots, and political whores that will lie with their mouth and then do everything they can to destroy you by their actions are not the people to be looking to. And so today's title, I think, is really critical, because, you know, normal's gone forever. You can have memories, you can have hopes, you can have expectations, but memories, hopes, and expectations don't take the place of what we've lost. Freedom is lost. Liberty is lost. Due process is lost. Now they're taking all the food. They're killing the farmers, the ranchers, the food processors. So what I'm calling today's subtitle with, and ladies and gentlemen, I do not speak Latin, but I can add an I-C-U-S on words and make it. So today's called Theatricus Destructicus, as in destructing us all. Some people have called it the theater of the absurd. Well, I just like the Latin sounding, because people say, well, that sounds official. It's the absurdity of the destruction of the U.S., because when you put destructicus, the last two letters on anything I've done, or theatricus, distracticus, we're being distracted and destroyed, Doug. So that's why that title is so critical. And I think people have got to understand, we're so trained as an entertainment-oriented society in the U.S. that if it doesn't exist in the unreality world of television, it can't be true. We have watched Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, I think is either the 12th or 13th step, absolutely be put into place. By the way, The Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky was dedicated to Lucifer. His famous quote beyond dedicating it to Lucifer is he believed he could organize hell itself. Both Obama, and we'll get to him later in the show maybe, and obviously Hillary Clinton, are following that blueprint, Rules for Radicals. I encourage everybody, you don't have to read the book, just go look at the rules. So in essence, you will never see the press back off on Donald Trump. You will never see the intelligence agencies, the Department of Justice agencies, DHS, FBI, you know, any of those people back off. Because if anything, they smell like a shark in the water. They smell blood and they're going for it. So, you know, it's critical, Doug, that people understand that they who have an expectation of normal, you cannot have normal if the foundations are destroyed. Let's take mega drought first, then we'll go to food. Mega drought, and I believe that, I think it was Pastor Paul Begley, the day I was going to release that, he called, and I think the Lord gave him a dream or a vision. He didn't know I was doing the film about the very same subject matter. Others were waking up, and they were seeing, like, literally lakes, famous lakes emptied, famous rivers, nothing but a dry riverbed. And so what was timely about mega drought, I want to encourage everybody, mega drought equals mega death. I want, Doug, I really want that equation to be emblazoned people's minds. Because, you know, I mean, let me share this. You know, you can mock the person crying wolf. You can go out and put, you know, sheep blood all over you. You can mock the wolf, but when the wolf gets hungry enough, guess what? You're toast in your lunch. Because entertainment has become such a part, an integrated expectation of false reality. And remember, Marshall McLuhan, the most famous statement he made is that the medium is the message. People think of television as just carrying the message. No, the absolute medium of it was the message. And so the intelligence agencies and the most evil, sinister, wicked forces in the world, which are, how should I say this, so many times one the same, but there are even more, there is even more evil than that. It's a Luciferian control of the airwaves, because the Bible teaches that Lucifer became Satan. I'm so tired of getting emails. They're two separate people. No, they're not. Lucifer was in heaven. When he rebelled, Satan, Jesus called him Satan. Now, people, argue that point and try and confuse that point, but Satan means adversary. And Jesus rebuked Satan. Isn't it interesting? He's the one talking about watching Lucifer, but Satan falling from heaven. So where we're at right now is in a supernatural war where people don't understand what's at stake. It's not just their temporal lives, it's their eternal life. And because the wimps in the pulpit, which no longer preach the word of God, but preach another gospel, seduction, reduction of the truth, we're now in the place where, again, all of the warnings of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and shame on those, and I'm saying this, the bastardized pulpiteers who failed to lift up Jesus Christ, failed to teach the whole counsel of God, failed to warn their people, failed to tell the people to repent and get right with Jesus, failed to talk about hell, and it goes on and on and on. So we're talking again about Megadrought equaling Megadeth. You know, there's stories all over. In the mouth of 200 or 300 witnesses, I think people would, start to get the message. The great rivers in Europe are drying up. I'm on record. This is not a natural thing caused by men, cows, and, any other animals' flatulence, okay? The only BS farting going on, sorry for the word, is what comes out of politicians' mouths and the lying devils from hell they are. There are few exceptions, but the majority are going along to get along. And, you know, they're being promised a whole lot of, money and a whole lot of escape from what the rest of us have to go through. So Megadrought equals Megadeth. We're watching Texas. And I want to say to your subscribers, followers, viewers, mine in Texas, from the time Texas first started getting hit with absolute cold and freezing and rain and now drought and now the literal, if you will, center or cornerstone of the standing waves, which is a physics term for how they're controlling the weather. The destruction of Texas is foremost, preeminent, and the number one goal of the globalists in the New World Order. Why? Because Texas economy, their oil, their cattle industry, their technology, and the one word that Texans have in their heart. You take, let's say, the three Texans I know that are prominent, you take, you know, Gary Haven, you take, obviously, Mike Adams, Alex Jones, those guys are Texans. But, you know, it's interesting, isn't it, Doug? You don't see many weenies in the Northeast doing standing up or speaking out. You sure don't see weenies on the West Coast. You sure don't see leftists in Washington, Oregon, and San Francisco. But there's something about Texas, and that something is freedom. It's called the Alamo. When Michael Savage made the statement that the left is, first of all, that they're crazy, liberalism is insanity. But he also said their borders, language, our borders, language, cultures are subject to total war. Do you remember when he said that? And now yep. We're seeing that.
Yep. I do. Yeah. I mean, and you're right about Texas in a number of different ways. Plus the border there too, obviously, you referenced, but yes. Go on. Continue.
Well, yeah. And I'm on a roll and I apologize that. Because, I get accused of dominating the conversation. It's just this. We know, and Doug and I have talked about this, you guys are watching it. We know the day of alt news ultimately come, and maybe we should change the spelling of that, but ultimately comes to an end. So when we're talking today about Megadrought, Megadeth, I cannot tell you what's going on behind the scenes. Firsthand, I'm not there, but I'm telling you, even the states that are fighting over the Colorado River, fists are flying, and I mean literal fists. I'm on record as stating 25 years ago, this isn't about me being right, it's about a time marker when people thought when the levels of the Colorado River were one thing, that they would never go below a certain level. Now, 40 million people aren't just in danger of running out of power, Doug. They're in danger of running out of water. And I made the statement, and I give God the glory because I didn't say this. He told me to warn the people 30 years ago when I started my broadcasting career. The two most precious commodities in the world before the second coming of Jesus and entering into the tribulation will be fresh water and food. I tell you this, even now the headlines are echoing and they can't deny it. Now, to my knowledge, no one ever said that before. And so here's the thing. We bring to the Hagman Report listeners unique, no modifier necessary in front of it. There's no such thing as truly, very, kind of. No, something's unique, it stands alone. Unique information. We present it, people can process it if we give enough data, if we give enough evidence. In essence, the court of public opinion usually reverts to the court of public opinion even when it comes to truth, because people no longer have a basis for, how should I say this, drawing their conclusions based on truth, but can only deal with the facade and fantasy of the controlled narrative. I could never say that again in that terms. Does that make sense?
It does.
So, you know, as opposed to the water that's disappearing, I've been told by people who have access to information, simply this, that the fists are flying. And I'm on record as stating that many years ago that borders between states will close, war between states. I'm not talking civil war. I'm talking water wars. I'm talking shooting wars. I'm talking states with water will close their borders, because when people finally get it, Doug, there's going to be a migration unlike anything in the history of the world. And I'm saying that because you're going to see pretty much, and it's in the news every day, you're going to see pretty much everybody living in Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, southern Utah. Everybody is going, and parts of Wyoming are going to have to go someplace to get the water. And this is what I don't think people understand with the flooding, pun intended, of the every nations of the world. This is to overrun, overrule the carrying capacity of the United the carrying capacity of the United States, both with food and water. And ladies and gentlemen, where is the fury of the mothers that are whining? And I'm not complaining, you have every bit of reason to whine about no baby formula when you're watching it being shipped to all the illegal immigrants coming across the border. When you hear that all of the people that Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, who shipped New York, are being put up in four-star hotels and the government's paying for it. When you're hearing that we've just created in Biden's reign and rule of destruction, $3.8 trillion more in debt, it's truly astonishing to me, Doug, that people could even consider that there will ever be anything equating to normal. It just is insanity. And I got to say this, when a nation goes insane, it becomes plain only to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. But it's not enough to see and hear, you must do. I'm telling people who live in that drought-stricken area, you pray, because you know the two biggest growth areas, or two of the biggest in the desert Southwest, are Las Vegas, obviously, and the Phoenix, Scottsdale area. And there might be minor too, but those are the two biggest. And when you take all the swimming pools, when you take all of the demands for water, especially golf courses, et cetera, people are going to come to the conclusion very fast. When they turn on the tap and there's nothing there, when they basically want to take a shower and all it is hot air, we're watching the blessing, the blessings, plural, that a loving God and the people who went into covenant with God made him first and foremost. And I could care less what the critics claim about the Pilgrims or the Puritans. We had a nation blessed beyond any of the world. But we also forgot the Lord. Woe unto the nations that forget God. But more importantly, the spineless jellyfishians, and I'm saying this, every pulpit in America should have started screaming at the top of their lungs and should have been over the senseless, not senseless, that's not a good word, the planned slaughter of the heritage of the living God. Children are the heritage of the Lord. And now we're watching the injecticide of humanity taking place, with even infants being injected, women absolutely miscarrying, that's the correct word, fertility being destroyed, sperm mobility being destroyed. In essence, because of all these xenoestrogens, plasticizers, and excreted pharmaceuticals, one of the greatest revelations just trickles out now and then, that the excreted pharmaceuticals in the nation's municipal water supplies, and by the way, this exceeds even the PSPs that are coming down in the rainwater. People, you watch the chemical emasculation of the males in America due to drinking water that cannot process, even through public municipal water processing plants, cannot process out xenoestrogens, in essence, excreted pharmaceuticals. And I can't even imagine, you know, if someone tried to flow chart or make whatever kind of chart of what's going into the water and what's gone into the water. Good night. No wonder little girls are coming into, you know, estrus at 6 and 8 years old. No matter, it doesn't surprise me that men are the ones that don't want them are growing breasts because of the estrogenic nature of water. It doesn't, how do I say this? It's not surprising that knowing cause and effect, you know, the scripture literally comes true, all the men in the midst of thee are women. So now we're dealing with the next talking point, and this is critical. I want people to understand water, water is life. Water's life, and your life is being taken from you due to geoengineering, weather warfare. I wrote a book about it 20 years ago, Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. You know, he's dedicated his entire life. And yet I still hear people say, gee, what are all those planes are awful close in the sky? What's that tic-tac-toe? And again, as the person that brought that whole thing out publicly close to 26, 27 years ago, and then the flak. And I mean, I want people to understand something. When God says he's going to warn his people, he is faithful. When his people go a-whoring after other gods, any of those of you who have come from the background of being just basically total hedonistic people know what it means to go a-whoring. And the thing is that now we're watching the very destruction of water. The composition of water is being taken apart. And we're at the point, Doug, and I'm sad to say this, that I hear people talking about, well, we got to worry about 2030. You got to worry about 2023 because dark winter is upon us. You're watching Germany. They've already shut off the hot showers. They've shut down their coal-powered energy facilities. Where are all these people going to go when they're freezing and literally shivering to death? And oh, by the way, they don't have any food to keep them warm. I don't know how to paint a clearer picture of the dire nature of the manipulation of the genocide and annihilation of the human race. See, I'm tired of all the BS. I'm tired of all the negative naysayers. And I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better be keen, because if you live in a household where you know you've got kids that'll turn you in, just like that famous case of that gentleman, Doug, that was turned in and has got 7 years in prison because of a daughter and because of a son turning their father in. And you know, people can't imagine what it's going to look like when
January 6th, I believe.
Yeah, over January 6th. Go ahead and take that for a minute, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no worries. And you know, all of the insanity that Steve is talking about, including the headline, I think it was yesterday, you know, this race toward, now, even though Steve says, don't worry about 2030, 2023 is, you know, worry about that. But the insanity behind some of the headlines we're seeing today, hey, we're just coming out with wind-powered ships. Hold that thought. Did we ever hear that before? Wind-powered ships. My goodness, you want to throw a few pirates on there too? I mean, I you know, as if this is some revelatory new thing. I mean, you cannot make any of this up. And people are like, yeah, this is a good idea. So you've got all of these things happening from, like Steve was talking about, from really the important issue, the water issue, and the many facets of the water issue, from the mega drought equals mega death, to the fact that there's all kinds of pharmaceutical waste in the water supply, the fact that places will not have water. Look at what's happening in Europe with the power and water and food as well. And then look at the headlines. And you think, folks, this, and you know this, anyone who tunes into this show knows this. These are not bugs, they're features. This has been all planned out to subjugate all of us to a, really the bigger picture is to a false god. I happened to watch Alex Jones yesterday real quick here, and I was just impressed. In about 25-minute mark, roughly, for about a minute, he was praying to God, you know, and you talk about a powerful prayer. More and more people are now understanding, and I'm not saying Alex did not, but when I'm saying more and more people are now putting this together, look, this is a spiritual battle that we're engaged in which we're engaged. And we have to understand, we have to fight at the spiritual level as well. And this is one thing that Steve has been consistently talking about. This is one thing that most of our guests have been talking about, the spiritual component to the battle in which we are engaged. So, Steve, hopefully that was all right. So many things happening right now. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, Doug, at the end of the day, and I know you've asked me this on the air and I've responded on the air, when people say, I want to know what you know, but I don't want any of that Jesus stuff, I'm going to repeat this. If it's a thousandth time, God only knows the number. Who do you think raised me up and put me out in the public sector, much to the chagrin of the haters, the Satanists, the occultists, and the fake Christians, or the self-righteous Christians in the first place? It's Jesus. And so what Alex is doing, and all that are recognizing the true nature of this battle, is coming to know. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's no one coming to our aid or rescue with the exception of Jesus. I don't know any case, and I'm not a scholar, by the way. I'm going to go on record. I'm a biblical researcher. To my definition of scholar, you got to know the original Greek, Hebrew, and Latin, and you need to know church history. You need to know all this stuff. But a researcher can go into the Bible and put it in historic perspective, into context, and that's the difference. But I want to make this clear. Jesus is the only answer right now. And I'm not talking about a head knowledge, because, I mean, I shared on your show, I was in the shower one time, and Jesus literally asked me the question. And I'm sorry, I can hear from the voice of the Lord. Doesn't make me special. I'm the chiefest of sinners. That's not false humility. It's true. But he says, Steve, how many of my people take me seriously when they read in my word? If they don't confess me before men, I won't confess them before my Father in heaven. And I said, well, Lord, if you're asking me that question, I'm going to kind of cop out and say, that indicates not many. And so, you know, I'm not going to say, well, it might be. I never argue. I just say, I try and answer the question back. And Doug, that's a really important question, because the Bible very clearly in Romans 10:9 and 10:10 says, with our heart we believe unto righteousness, but with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so everyone's afraid, the majority, I won't say everyone, I absolutely admire the people who stand up for Jesus. I absolutely admire those that won't back down. And I am so thrilled to have been given the opportunity all these years on your platform, Doug, to say to the people of the world that, listen, we've got a lot of people listening from all over the world, because they're hungry for the truth that Jesus will never leave you, forsake you, or abandon you. And he, on the basis of being the Son of God, one with the Father, said, he will be with us unto the end of the age, which is accelerating. So I haven't heard Alex's prayer. It might be interesting to spool it up. But here is the thing. Nothing proceeds beyond prayer, but everything can come from prayer when it's prayed in the prayer of faith and agreement. A prayer that's not prayed in a, well, God, I just want you to bring world peace. That's about as much effect as, well, it has no effect. Christians won't pray in specifics. They won't listen to the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the disciples wanted one thing first and foremost. They noticed the relationship, this gives me goosebumps, between the Father and the Son. And they asked Jesus what? Teach us to pray. In essence, teach us to pray. Everybody, the rankest sinner, you accept Jesus 5 minutes from now, you can go into the presence of the living God 6 minutes from now. And you don't have to go wait one day a year in the Day of Atonement. You don't have to go into the temple. Your body's the temple. You don't have to basically be good enough. There's no such thing as good Christians, only redeemed ones. That should be the most freeing statement that a man is allowed to speak on God's behalf. There are no good Christians, only redeemed ones. And the proof of that is when the Pharisees and Sadducees who tried to trip up Jesus, they would try and flatter him saying, oh, good teacher, good master. And Jesus said, why call ye me good? There's none good save our Father, which is in heaven. So that's why all the praise or thanksgiving I literally take it in my hands and present it to the Father. And this is how we have to present our lives, our loved ones. But I want to get back to betrayal, Doug, because I'm getting that urging. Go back to that. When I saw that gentleman, do you know his name? The guy that got a 7-year sentence, whose kids turned him in. That was in.
I don't know his name. I could probably get it, but
Anyway, that gentleman, the enemy of a man's life will be they of his own household. They who betray you into the authorities' hands are signing your execution warrant. I don't care who takes offense at that. I really have something I want to say, and I won't. But the point is Jesus even said to the people who were religious, blessed are they who are not offended to me. People, the immaturity within the claimants to Christianity is beyond. If somebody doesn't like the person, in this case, me or you or Alex, and I'm not saying, listen, or Mike Adams, everybody wants me to pass messages on to Alex. I want you to know, I do not email him. I do not talk to him, not because I don't like him. We're too busy. Mike Adams, they want me to tell Mike, well, you shouldn't have said it this way. I have an acronym for that. But I can't even give the acronym because people would figure it out. And I'm tired of chicken chirpings, And I came up with a word. People say, oh, I know what you're really trying to say. Yeah, I am. But we have a bunch of flustered clucks, okay? FLUSTERED. So you hear me right? Clucks that can only chirp. They will never take a stand for the Lord Jesus. They'll always refer to, well, it's not by works, lest any man should boast. That's true about salvation. But James, the apostle, the brother of Jesus, said, faith without works is dead. So what we're giving people in the daily, or Mikey's weekly on your program, all of us are saying the same thing. What are you doing? What are you going to do to make a difference? And when you could have, you didn't. And now it's too late, for the night has come when no man can work. Well, even looking at the basis surface value of that statement from Jesus, it's interesting. Doug, I think every city that I know of that I've seen, people who own businesses or are seeing signs where nobody wants to work. Have you noticed that? It's yeah. Interesting. If you compare it to the 1929 Depression, people were out of work. This depression that's coming, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely going to be beyond anything. And I would recommend, Doug, you get Aaron Brickman back on just to talk about the cyclical nature of depressions. He's one of the best chartists that I've ever known. He knows too many people, and this next depression that's coming is going to be worse than 1929. And there are people who are smart. Charles Nenner, obviously, you're seeing Martin Armstrong, never said a word about, you know, China invading the U.S. and other issues now. He said if his computer had legs, he'd have to go get his computer from hiding under the bed. People, Martin Armstrong went to prison because he wouldn't capitulate. He was placed into solitary confinement. One of the smartest, most brilliant, and also most bold. If there's anybody, somebody who will stand for their principles like that, you better listen to him. So just Doug, you know, this is just off the spot, but I just talked to Aaron last night, and when you see the parallels between 1929 and all of the crashes, what's happening now is just, and he's saying, listen, I'll let him speak for himself, but he's saying, Steve, everything that's in, and we've heard this before, it's going to crash, dollar's going to go lower, yet it goes higher. I would encourage you to have them, but let's go on the food recalls. The food recalls have been going on for years. I challenge people both in the food industry and outside the food industry to track any of them. Well, a couple of people took me up on that, and they said, interestingly enough, Steve, I work in blah, 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 and I work in some of the big, and these were some of the bigger big box stores. And he said, I've watched trucks pull up and guys in military uniforms get out. I believe that happened with Mike Adams, too. This is independent of what I'm saying. Mike Adams lost, I think, 500 pounds or a pallet, maybe more than that, of organic beans or something. And the same stories across the country, Doug. You know, if people can't figure it out, how is it that across the country, people, big shop stores, whether it's Walmart, whether it's, you know, Kmart or a Shopko or whatever, and all their freezers are having failures and they're being ordered to throw out food. And many of them have auxiliary power backup. And then I just heard the other day from emailers that they went to a Lowe's or Home Depot, and I think it was both, and they went, where are your seeds? Because they heard, I guess, me posting on my website about it. And the store manager, the garden part of the store, said, we were ordered to throw them out. Ladies and gentlemen, they're killing the air. They've killed the water, making it pretty much undrinkable. And I'm saying this, even those of you who use rainwater containment must always filter that water. There is no such thing as pure water that's not filtered anymore. None. It does not exist. Do you think, Doug, that I can make that point any clearer?
No, I think people have. I should not say that. People need to hear that. Okay. I was going to say, I think people would know that by now, but no, people need to hear that. You need to filter your water regardless of the source, period.
And there's ways you can, there's ways you can go on YouTube and you can get some of the survival instructors to show you how to basically take charcoal and grass and basically build an expedient filter, because it's going to be imperative for all of us. And I'm going to say this again, I should have reiterated it more. The greatest migration in the United States history is going to take place from the West Coast heading east. You know, Horace Greeley said, go west, young man. You know, I'm telling everybody, the people that see it coming better be heading east. And the most expensive real estate will look like abandoned ancient civilizations, because when the water runs dry, guess what? You can't live there. Well, I'll just have it hauled in. You can't if the government won't let you haul it in. And the West Coast cities should have been thinking about desalinization, but every time, you know, it was some idiotic, bureaucratic, but intentional putting the kibosh or saying no to desalinization. So it's, again, all by design. Now, again, food recalls, I'm watching my notes, are bogus. Everything and anything that the end time killing machine wants. Now, I want people to understand something. I'm going to introduce you to a new word, okay? I forget the WEF, and I have an acronym for them, and it isn't anywhere near what you think it is. It's as disgustingly contemptuous as I can make it. But the end time killing machine whatever they want, they'll simply take it. Oh, this has E. coli. This has this. This has that. Again, Doug, food. They're killing production. They're killing distribution. They're killing, you know, all of the, processing, then distribution. And where are you going to call it? Ladies and gentlemen, this is all coming to a nexus. This isn't fear mongering. This isn't buy this, buy that. And by the way, I'm good, by the way, pun intended, maybe inadvertently, but you're not going to be able to buy anything. You're not going to be able to buy anything. Yet we can always buy from the Lord Jesus, and not with the cost of money, but we can buy. In other words, we can acquire the free gift of salvation, which the Lord himself offers to all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And what do you want to be delivered from? Oh, how about hunger, famine, thirst, cold? We shall no want in this land. We shall no longer have wars overseas. The wars will be at our doors. And Doug, again, this is something that I'm the one, I think, that coined this term. But with the death of farming and ranching and food processing and distribution, well, U.S. now, as I'm calling it, starvation nation. Okay, starvation nation. We've already seen people be killed over French fries in fast food restaurants. We've already seen people go berserk when they didn't get two extra whatever it is toppings for their chicken. Or we're seeing craziness over the most minute things. We are going to see the law of the jungle, in my opinion, multiplied by 1,000 times in civil settings, and it's going to take people's breath away. Number one, again, as someone who's written about survival, was one of the founders of the prep stores, survival stores, whatever you want to call them. You want to be where everyone else isn't. I'm not, and I don't go to them. I'm not going to be in a conference. I'm not going to be in a, you know, I'm talking about a big conference. I'm not going to be in a sporting event. I'm not going to be in any major city. And I think it's critical to understand that there's more going on to the nuclear threat in New York City and other states than people want to believe. Would you, Doug, personally, when you heard the FBI said, ah, don't worry, we found a device and defused it, did that make you feel warm and fuzzy?
Oh, it gave me the warm fuzzies. Anything they say, right. No, and hell no. Go ahead. Yep. No.
Well, and it didn't give me warm and fuzzies because I want people to understand something. The only people that can set off a nuclear warhead are those who have access and classifications called Q clearance, which some of the FBI has, and obviously CIA, NSA, the intelligence agencies, the DOJ, and most people don't understand is the Department of Energy, oh, and by the way, look who the head of that is, they have to have Q clearance or higher. So when I hear the Trumpsters, and by the way, the Trumpsters, new statement for Steve, the Trumpsters are going to be thrown in the dumpsters, and it's already happening before our eyes. It's important that people truly understand the basis and truly of the nuclear weapons. And this is something I want to cover today, okay? We're not seeing anything other than a narrative preparing the population for a nuclear detonation by the powers that be in order to blame and frame the people that have no access or desire to do it. Now, in essence, when you're dealing with the rules of radicals and the followers, Antifa obviously would be following Goodnight Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, then I want people to understand something. There are people that want this country destroyed. And I like what somebody said, and I forget who it is. I posted their story, but they're saying they're not even going to call the Democrats any longer Democrats. They're going to call them communists. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to adopt that too. And it's not just the Democrats, it's the Republicans. You're watching, ladies and gentlemen, a Republican president, whether you like him or hate him, being sold out by the Republicans. You're watching the two-part system or two-party system coming into plain reality. It's just been the right and left hand of evil all along. I'm not an anarchist. I love my country. I believe the correct way to deal with this, we passed that point of no return. People who look to the ballot box are going to only be met by the bullet box. Now, let's talk about 87,000 trained IRS agents that even the job description pretty much said you got to be willing to kill on order. Doug, when you as the investigator saw that, what were your thoughts?
Well, okay, they're not fixing on going after the 1.8% of Americans who make over 400,000. Number one, number two, the criminal is, so that 87,000 is primarily for the Criminal Investigation Division of the U.S. Treasury, the IRS, meaning that these people are officers of, quote, the law. So these are the enforcement. This is the enforcement arm. They're not coming to collect your taxes. They're not coming to say, hey, you know what? You made a mistake on your last return. They're coming to take you down or take you away. One of the two. And take your stuff. I mean, simple as that. And anyone who says or thinks differently or calls that a conspiracy theory or whatever, calls that a infactual statement, then, you know, I can't help you if you can't see what's taking place right now.
Well, and I want to make it clear, when you have a requirement, which, by the way, you know that was sanitized, taken off the net, when you have a requirement willing to kill, I'm telling you this, they're not coming to take your stuff away. They'll end up with that. They're not even coming to take your, you know, to get an answer, why did you fill out line 31 on form 91 million? You know, they're coming to blow you away. The very fact, here's the thing, you don't need auditors that normally had, in essence, an enemy machine in your tax records. You don't need them showing up with full automatic weapons, body armor, you know, flashbang grenades, and door ramming devices. Where in any historic reference can you even claim, even the British, you know, and they did a lot of nasty stuff which brought about the revolution. Isn't it interesting too, Doug, just as an aside, 3% of the people fought the British and won. In this country, our entire nation yielded to the trans movement, which was 0.03%.
Right.
Yep. And so, yeah. So what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that doesn't speak very well for our nation. Now, Dimitri Dudeman, Romanian pastor, Bible smuggler, imprisoned. I get the biggest kick. I don't believe in him. He wasn't a man of God, blah, 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 blah. Again, go choke on your own vomit. And I mean that to the critics. One of the things that he saw that was unique to his revelation being brought from Romania to the United States, not wanting to come to the United States, and the angel of the Lord, basically, that revealed to Dimitri the destruction of the United States, said, Dimitri asked the angel of the Lord, why did you bring me to America to kill me? And that's when he had so many marvelous dreams. And to put this into perspective, the Russians waited until the Civil War started in the middle of the country. I want everybody to grab a map, and you look at the middle of the country. Just draw a line up from Texas. What's the most prominent feature in the middle of the country? Texas. Where's the biggest battle for truth right now taking place, in my opinion, in Texas? And isn't it fascinating? And I would say this, two of the most important alternative news sites. Forget if you don't like Alex. Forget if you don't like Mike. By the way, I'm not saying... I love the boldness, also the energy. Doug, I look at Alex's energy and I go, oh, would I trade, some stuff of value to get half that energy? Or Mike's relentless pursuit of truth with no cowardice. Those guys have testicles. They truly do. And look at where the greatest attack is on Texas. So I can't say, thus saith the Lord, but I am praying, Lord, is that where the revolution starts? That precedes the nuclear attack on the United States. NATO and Western unions. I know a little bit about nuclear war, you guys. I actually wrote one of my first books about it, Blueprint for Survival. That's been out of print. had a whole survival catalog that the first 80 or 90 pages, I think, black with bright yellow letters called Survival War or something. I mean, this is going back 35, 40 years now, Doug, and talking about nuclear weapons, because at that point, the bioweapons were just being in the development stage. But I'm saying all that to say this. People, you had better understand. Let me ask you another question. Seriously, what more can they take after they've taken everything from you? What can they take, Doug?
Your life. I mean, that's
it. You got it. That's, and I want to say something. Of course, I can say something. Say anything. That they are making it so plain and clear. But I want to even throw something more at the people. I don't know if you saw, did I not send you that 30 or 40 second clip of Obama talking about how they were going to take down the United States?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to send it right now. Give me a minute. People have got to see this. This is really him. It's not a, you know, it's not a composite. It's nothing. And when you see what's going on, you're gonna just say, oh, really? I'm telling you this. When you see this, and we'll get it up or I'll make sure you got it, you know, It's going to blow your mind because he tells exactly, guess what? He's following, oh, Saul Alinsky. Remember what Obama got his start at? What did he become? A community organizer. What does Saul Alinsky write for? And who did he write for? Community organizers. So it's really, I would say this, critical for people at this stage to understand that all of this is scripted, all of it's planned out, even to the district attorneys that George Soros has funded that are releasing murderers and imprisoning innocent people.
You talk about damage being done, Steve. That I cannot possibly understate to people the damage being done by the Soros or left-funded, the communist-funded district attorneys, and even some of the judgeships, not even, and especially some of the judgeships. You cannot imagine the damage being done to our country by that. And then the attempted recalls that are being fixed. People are saying, well, we're going to win in 2020, the midterms. You can't even get a recall on Gascon right, okay? And you expect it to prevail in an election coming up? And no, I'm sorry, you're not. Steve, do you need a minute to get that thing to us? Or?
Yes, I do, Doug. Okay. Go ahead. And see, because I'm looking for it right now.
Right. Okay, yeah. I'll tell you. Yeah, because this gives me a good time to talk about support. I want to thank everyone who supports our platforms, Steve Quayle, myself. And I'm going to thank our corporate sponsors, as few as we have, including Policy Genius, policygenius.com. Folks, let me tell you, a fact of life, dying, of course, being responsible is insuring things. Why get life insurance, for example? We pay hundreds of dollars per year to protect our homes, our cars, and even our phones. But too many of us aren't taking steps to protect our families. Finances. And I was a captive agent in another life. I was a licensed agent, but I worked for a captive company very briefly. But I understand the business. And when you mention the word policygenius.com, captive agents, they get very nervous because this is the way to buy insurance, whether it's life, home, auto, disability. This is the way to do it. But with life insurance, you know, too many of us aren't taking steps to protect our families' finances. I've seen families destroyed over this. So, folks, here's what you need to do. I'm going to give you just a couple of steps. Number one, Policy Genius is an insurance marketplace that makes it easy to compare quotes from the top insurance companies like AIG and Prudential in one place to find your lowest rate, lowest price on life insurance. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. Options start at just $17 per month for $500,000 of coverage. Think about that. Just click the link in the description or box below the program title, or just head over to policygenius.com to get personalized quotes in minutes. Just click the link again in the program description box, or head to policygenius.com and get your personalized quotes in minutes. The licensed agents at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies. They're on hand through the entire process to help you understand your options so you can make decisions with confidence like never before. Policy Genius doesn't add on any extra fees. Your personal information, it's kept private. Policy Genius does not sell your details to third parties. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. Folks, this is the place to go for insurance. If you care about it, you should insure it. This is the place to go for life, for home, auto, disability, policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. Do it today. And as I always say, you'll thank me later. All right, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com, and as we're getting ready, did you say you had it? Or are we, we're getting it. Okay.
Doug did. I sent it to Eric. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, it's important to understand. The reason I'm bringing this up is under the Obama administration, billions of rounds of ammunition were purchased and strategically placed throughout the United States.
Right.
During his reign of destruction, R-E-I-G-N, literally close to $1 billion of not only just, you know, submachine guns, suppressed machine guns, sniper rifles, everything. All of that stuff was positioned throughout the United States in unique locations to be distributed to the armies that are being trained in the background to basically bring us total mayhem. And, you know, I always love it. You never hear of any ATF raids on those places. You never hear of anybody referring to that except an occasional story. Remember who got in trouble for the whole Mexican gun running thing was Eric Holder, who oversaw it and then tries to blame now Trump for everything. And just as we're talking on your program today, the alcohol, tobacco, firearms are going after the people that ordered the automatic reset triggers that basically just make a single action, not single action, a semi-automatic weapon be able to cycle rounds quicker. So they're going after triggers. UPS has announced and FedEx has announced that they will no longer, maybe just FedEx so far, has announced they'll no longer deliver gun parts to anyone. You have companies in this country that are in the gun part business. But in essence, ammunition, I want to share this. What food is to your stomach, ammunition is to the war that we're all going to be thrust into.
That's a good point. And by the way, I want to let you know the Obama clip is ready. But you know, that's a great point that you made. Go ahead.
Yeah. And it's disappearing, ladies and gentlemen, because again, in order to make ammunition, you need copper, you need lead, you need certain elements. But most importantly, you need powder and primers. Although we have people that know how to use muzzle loaders and all that stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you this. This is the 18th of August. As we're on the air tonight, you don't have the luxury of saying, well, we've heard it before. Doug, I've been in the metals business for 40 years. I sell gold and silver, platinum, palladium. I basically have a policy. If I can't deliver it, I won't sell it unless people say, I don't care how long it takes. You better care how long it takes. Because just as the guns, gun parts, and ammo. And by the way, UPS is noticing something interesting. 80% of the ammo shipped is disappearing, okay? Ammunition has to be shipped with certain stickers on the boxes. 80%. Who do you think's intercepting it? Oh, gee, that's tough. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be the same thing with precious metals. You have about, in my opinion, maximum to the end of September. Because once UPS and FedEx go down, a U.S. post office is a disaster. It's coming apart at the seams. In Bozeman, Montana, Doug, we have an auxiliary post office that is facilitating the largest growth in Bozeman, which is to the west. You've been there. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And it's the only way you can go out towards the Madison River, Belgrade, Manhattan, and then all of the farmland in between is all turning into pretty much homes and home sites. But the point that is critical is the post office has no one to sort. This is at the Baxter, B-A-X-T-E-R. They have no one to sort mail, and people in Belgrade are waiting 6 days to get their daily mail.
Okay, I've heard that from places in this area, in Pennsylvania, where there is a shortage of internal mail sorters.
Correct.
And in my mind, I'm trying. Why?
It's okay. I'll give you the answer. It's a form of keeping checks. It's a way of stopping all non-computerized commerce. Let's say one of your donors or some of our subscribers to the fundraiser webinar, they send a check. They will mess with all forms of commerce. And I want to get back to the precious metals, okay? I have stated since I started talk radio on, I didn't start talk radio, but started on talk radio, that day would come when it would not matter what the spot price was of gold, silver, platinum, palladium. You just simply couldn't get it. It because transportation has to come with insurance. So I'm telling you this, please, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and this is a pitch. And I told Tyler, I said, Tyler, tell, that's my son, Tyler. He pretty much runs the metals business. I said, tell the people that call that it's not just the availability. It's not just the price. It will be the transportation of such metals that will bring it to a halt. So, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean you can't drive and buy it in person and everything else. But what I'm saying is those of you who are sitting on sizable assets had better get off your assets and put them to work. And again, that's only after you've got your food, your water, your personal protection, et cetera. And you can call my store. It's, you know, I'll just give you the number, 406-586-4842. I'm sorry, let me start over. 406-586-4842. I had a talk, Doug, with both Daryl, my manager, Tyler, my son. And I said, you guys realize that the metals business that I was in 40 years ago is coming to an end. Not that there won't be a black market. Yeah, a big end. And I'm telling you, get it while you can. Because the reason they're shutting that down is because, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want you to be able to operate outside the system. And gold and silver are the only way to do it. Doug, for the first time in history, U.S. silver eagles are $12.50 to $15 over the official spot price to get them, if you can.
Yes.
And the myth. Go ahead.
And I just want to tell everyone out there, okay, folks, if you are, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, all right? Not because Steve and I are friends, but I've asked Steve, I've kept him on the phone. I mean, I've bugged him so much because I'm not smart about. I mean, I don't know about precious metals. It was never growing up and in my young adulthood and stuff. I never thought about it. But once you start thinking about it, you develop questions. That man knows more than anyone I've ever talked to, and I've talked to in the last 5-10 years, a lot of smart people, but he knows more about precious metals, the market, the markup, the availability, when it's down, why it's down, whatever. So please, if you are considering on buying any kind of precious metal, talk to Steve, talk to Renaissance Precious Metals, because again, you've got to be able to trust who you're dealing with. If you're talking about $100,000 or more, some people, you know, a lot more. If you're talking about that much money, you want to make sure, number one, you're getting what you're paying for, because there's some fakes out there. And I didn't know that. China making fake American Eagles. Steve knew that. I didn't know that. I had a guy tell me, that. I thought, nah, called Steve up. Oh, yeah. So, folks, please, deal with Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals. The link will be in the program description box. It's already on our website, but please make him your primary dealer. Steve, I just wanted to say that. And you don't thank pay you. Me to say that. But I thank you because, boy, I could really screw up a, you know, I mean, not knowing what you're doing in that arena, you could really screw up. So thank
you. It's all about delivery, Doug.
Yep.
And just the head of the U.S. Mint, by the way, appointed by Biden, has made this statement, and I can check the accuracy or the truth of this from, you know, one of the biggest gold distributors in the world, the one I've been dealing with for 30 years. And I'm telling you point blank, the Mint is not going to make Silver Eagles available and Gold Eagles available. They're claiming they can't get the silver and gold. That's a lie. But the whole point is that it was a political move to shut silver and gold out of the hands of the American citizens. Okay, let's just go through it. They're taking away your water. They've taken away your rights. They want to take away your weapons. They want to take away your bank accounts. They want to take away your cash. And now they want to block your ability to get precious metals. I have you know, look, people get mad when they bought silver from me at a higher price and now it's lower. I said, you don't understand. You've got to do your homework and recognize the market price is different than the official price. The official price is manipulated. So I want people to understand today, at the end of this show, you and I are absolutely in every target of every single agency. If you're white, you get a double bullseye. If you're a Trumpster, you're going to end up in the dumpster. If you're looking to Donald Trump to deliver you from this nation, who's going to back up the deliverance? Certainly not the cowardly Supreme Court, certainly not the cowardly vice president at the time, certainly not the Congress, or especially the senators who would make chameleons blush from their ability to change colors. The biggest story of our time was when Australian intelligence agencies released all of the U.S. congressmen, senators, and governors on Chinese payroll, hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, interesting. $250 million to some of them, and big deal. Anyone who looks for truth in the mainstream media, in my opinion, are dead men or women walking. They have vilified the truth. They have uplifted lies. So let's go to this thing that Obama, I didn't know this existed. Hal Turner put it on his website, and I think everybody needs to watch it, Doug.
All right.
You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
Wow. Wow. When was that, Steve? Do you know?
I don't know, but I know on one of the links I sent Eric, it actually shows him standing at the podium with where he delivered that. And it was prior to his election as president, during his community organizing days. I think, Doug, that how people need to approach this is, we are a nation under siege. We are a nation being starved into submission. We are a nation targeted for destruction. We have been given so much life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that notice how the whole mood of the country changed after the voluntary acceptance of a scientifically bullshitticated, okay, narrative. But people willingly submitted to it. Willingly submitted to it. The science was false or not false. And it's kind of like the old Reagan statement, give one or get one for the Gipper, I guess it was give one. No rational thought, just herd speak, herd mentality, and obedience. And now how many people are dead? Millions. How many people are, and I'm just talking, and you're going to hear me right, but people won't admit it. in the United States. Every form of truth is vilified. Every undertaking of to expose a truth is basically marginalized. Any attempt to change anything is not only minimalized, but it's neutralized. That's the word I was looking for. So how will people react, especially in the inner cities? And it's not just the inner cities. Most people wait for their paychecks. Do they not, Doug, to go out and buy food?
Yes, yes.
Whether it's Social Security.
Yep.
Does it not infuriate people that we have strangers from without? This is the curse of Deuteronomy will possess us from within. You will be brought down very low. They will be exalted very high. Deuteronomy 28, the last, I think, from verse 14 or 15 on. It's interesting. The amount of curses are 2 to 1, I think, over the amount of blessings for following the Lord. So when people say, so Quayle, what's this God stuff got to do with it? I said, everything. This is a nation that has taken the name of the Lord our God in vain, murdered hundreds of millions of innocents, both in the womb, and now they want the ability to do it outside the womb. I remember saying, Doug, years ago, if they'll do it to the most innocent, what do you think they'll do it to the living? And for the record, the zombie protocols, the U.S. military, are they intend the what they call, what do they call them? There's another word for outsiders, but those who live on the surface of the earth, to become zombies. And what do zombies eat? Human flesh. Why is there so much cannibalism in the in the news headlines of the day? Why is there such a fascination with blood, with, quote, movie stars and famous people making blood oaths and then just telling you point blank it's part of a ritual? Well, yeah, it's called satanic ritual abuse.
Yep.
Why are they doing everything perverted to us? Because Satan is grinding the image and likeness of man into the dirt of history for his contempt. This is the whole purpose of genetic Armageddon. This is the whole purpose of destroying human beings. This is the whole purpose of the genetic manipulation of the human genome. And now we're at the point where Jesus' words, if God the Father didn't shorten the days for the elect, and the elect are the believers bought by the blood of Jesus, I'm sorry if that's offending somebody, because the only people that are offended by it want to deny the reality of the gospel or the opportunity to partake of the forgiveness that God offers, but they don't want to answer that call. So now we're in a position, ladies and gentlemen, for who are you going to call? Well, no one when the internet goes down, no one when your cell phone goes down. So I want people to recognize this, that we all want to be as up to the minute as we can. Now, obviously, working moms and dads have to wait until they get home and stuff. But there's a whole lot of people sitting, a day, and I'm one of them trying to keep my website updated, and you do the same thing. You try and keep all the relevant stuff in real time. But ladies and gentlemen, I always do this. I put my hands in front of me, and I go, how much more does the evidence scale have facts and events to back it up, and yet the doubt seems to be greater than the evidence? In other words, I don't know which hand I'm using, but yeah, the doubt supersedes the amount of evidence. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And you bring up a good point. I mean, I think that goes right in with that Obama statement. And Obama, I believe, was the first high-ranking public official to use or to invoke, in the way it's being used now, the phrase fake news. And we see a lot of doubt. We see a lot of evidence. You see a lot of not anecdotal but direct evidence in people doubting the direct evidence and even what they're seeing with their own eyes. And it's this just this delusion that we're experiencing that I can only attribute to a spiritual cloaking, a darkness, spiritual darkness. So, and you've talked about this before. So 100%, I mean, you're nailing it. You're hitting it hard. You talk about the fact that normal has gone forever. Here we are. It's gone.
So, you know, one of the problems, I think, that if I were to look back on my life, and, you know, I sound like, you know, somebody who's 70 looking back on my life, it's the disconnect of unrealistic expectation versus evidence versus desire. Desire is not the ability, okay? You can desire to be obviously an airline pilot at an early age, but if you don't study, if you don't get the right training, you don't end up as an airline pilot. It doesn't matter what course you pursue in life. And I'm telling everybody, do not borrow money to go to send your kids to college. Teach them to go to vocational school. Doug, I've been saying this for 20 years. Modern education, as you know, it's dead. It has been usurped, taken over by a political agenda. You look at where we are in relationship to the United States of America, in relationship to the rest of the world. And ladies and gentlemen, you watch that the majority of America wouldn't even stand up against the borders. Of being flooded by the borders. And Doug, this is really critical. Isn't it interesting that immigrants are favored? I'm not talking about legal ones, I'm talking illegal. And I'm not making this up about four-star hotels. Some of them are given $40,000 benefit cards. $40,000. They're giving it a free cell phone with no minutes. If I were to speculate, I'm building an army within the borders of the United States. I'm funding the army. I'm giving them the best of the land while the people who built this country are being given basically dirt to eat. You can have anything on the menu, Brother Doug, as long as it's dirt, you know? Oh, and if you don't like dirt, you can eat grass, but in the winter, you're going to be tough. Then you got to go to tree bark. Oh, but we have the solution. Buy. This is true. Bob Griswold told me this. And I, you know, he read it to me right off of, I think, Amazon's website, where now you can buy cricket powder. And they give you cricket powder, and they give you all the nutritional benefits of cricket powder. And then they give you the line of BS. Actually, I should call it IS, insect, you know what? Yeah, I'll do that. I'll call it IP, insect poop. Well, insects drink this much less water than cattle, eat this much less food than chicken. Well, they may be able to handle that with just the most twisted logic and lies. But what are we told? Tell a lie, tell a big enough lie, and tell it enough, and people believe it. So, well, you and I are being told that, number one, we're not worthy of life, that we're, by Yuval Harari, who I have another thing to say, you know, is saying, well, we've killed God, now we got to kill his body. Ladies and gentlemen, what does the Bible call you? The body of Christ, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. Do you get the direct threat of that statement? So I'll make it simple. We've killed, you know, by the way, Nietzsche said that Nietzsche's dead and God's alive. But we've killed God because we are God. Transhumanism. The promise, eternal life apart from God. Don't serve God. I'm not angry at God, Doug. I'm imitating what he's saying. And now we've got to kill the body. Just as Soylent Green as people is probably one of the most classic lines of any cinematic movies portending the future of cannibalism. You know, they have new ones, okay? I'll make the new one is this. Carbon footprints are people. You have to remove the carbon footprint. You have to remove it. And like Mike Adams said at one of the True Legend conferences, I think he made one of the most astonishing statements. I still refer to it because it made that much of an impression on me. They want to kill photosynthesis. You kill photosynthesis, you kill life.
Yep.
And now they're talking about recognizing that maybe oil's abiotic, meaning it's produced by pressure and hydrogen carbon, and it's It isn't just, you know, green stuff dying. You couldn't have enough dinosaurs alive through that time period to create that much oil.
Exactly.
It has to be a process. In other words, there's new oil being formed.
It's not a fossil fuel. Okay. I mean, people stop. You're correct in the abiotic aspect of things.
Right.
Yeah.
And just to put something into perspective, if it's a dirty bomb that goes off, I want to visit this. I forgot to say this. If it's a dirty bomb, either a fission device, an atom bomb, or a fusion device, a hydrogen bomb, that's wrapped with either uranium U-238, that's the nuclear material, or plutonium-239. Plutonium's half-life is 24,000 years. Okay? Half-life means how long will it take for half of that plutonium to decay? Think about that when you think about Fukushima, its breeder reactors, and all the water that's been dumped into the Pacific Ocean. Then this is interesting. U-238, the half-life is 4.5 billion years, which they estimate the age of the solar system. Well, you know, in essence, do you get the feeling, Doug, that somebody wants to, you know, kill a whole lot of people and keep on killing? And who has the most to benefit from? Stated benefit, stated how he's going to do it, why he's going to do it. There's no one who can benefit more from that than Lucifer himself.
Right.
There's no one who will facilitate that more than Lucifer himself. So again, in finishing a thought and finishing a statement, years ago, you can look at it on the website, I announced on George Norrie's show, I was writing a book called Lucifer's Luggage, Suitcase Nukes in America. I never published it. And even today, I thought, maybe you should publish that. Doug, that was 20-some years ago, I think, 15 to 20 years ago. And that's a situation where, after the Cold War was over, I knew a lot of people that were agents, both the U.S. and other sides, and there was no laws against it, hiring consultants. And you could hire a consultant from the bioweapons industry in the Soviet Union, or you could just listen to their most famous director, Kenton Alibek, A-L-I-B-E-K. You could acquire stuff. If you had the money, Doug, after the break of the Soviet Union, you could acquire whatever you wanted. Whatever you wanted. Yeah. I've told the infamous story. I wanted this is like, again, so long ago, but I wanted a periscope from a Russian submarine because I wanted it in my, maybe I watched too many movies. I wanted it in a shelter that I no longer have that I was building in those days. And so I reached out to a friend of mine who was known for being able to get you what you want. And, you know, I forget what they wanted. They only wanted $100,000 those days. That was more money is now for the whole submarine. I said, I don't want the submarine. I want the, no, you got to buy the periscope. You get the submarine. You take it to Mexico. We'll drop it in Mexico. But how you get in the United States, that's your problem. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, hire a crew. All I wanted was a periscope, you know? So those kind of things draw the attention of certain people. Yeah. And so from those kind of things, drawing the attention of certain people, you know, A knows B who knows C. So that's how nuclear materials were acquired by Iran, which has nuclear weapons. It's total bogus snot, BS, that Iran is working on building nuclear weapons. They've had them for years. When I put it out on my website 20 years ago that Iran had exploded a nuclear device, and a nuclear device has a different seismic signature than an earthquake. It has a different P wave and an S wave. And you can tell there's a difference. Not only when a nuclear weapon's detonated, they can sniff, if you will, or acquire the radioactive fallout, particles of radioactive. They can tell where the bomb was made, the reactor that made it. In other words, it's got a nuclear fingerprint that can be tracked and traced, okay? When Pakistan went into the nuclear weapons bazaar, and I'm not talking about B-I-Z-A-R-R-E, I'm talking about bazaar, like, you want a nuke? 5K, 10K, how much money you have? I was astonished in those days you could buy a functional nuclear weapon, codes, every nuclear weapon has an arming code, and everything for $5 million. Well, that's out of my league, and I didn't want to buy one. But everybody who had money could buy them, and a lot of people who had money bought them. Does that make sense?
100%. And you're talking about the AQ Khan network.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Dr. Khan is, you know, he made the statement. He'd even subsidize purchases if the people buying them promised to use them against the United States. So what I'm wanting people to understand, I believe there's a mission or a project in place beyond the blaming of Trumpsters or Trump, whatever you want to call them, to frame them. But you need to understand, it's bogus. There's nobody, and I would say this, I would hear a rumor through the people I know that, hey, somebody in the United States, nothing that you're hearing has to do with someone in the, and how can I say this? The Patriot community doesn't have the money. Now, there's a lot of smart people, nor the desire. But the people that claim it's been diffused, that would have to be a direct admission that there was one. Correct, Doug?
Yes. So in the last 4 minutes that we have together, I can't believe how quickly this goes. You're saying, against the backdrop of all the things that we talked about initially, the mega drought, the food shortages, everything, you're talking about the threat, the perceived or not perceived, but the threat made the patriots, the American, true American patriots are being made to be out to be domestic violent extremists, terrorists, as we saw. People who object to the Mar-a-Lago raid, people who support J6, want the people out of jail. We're going to get blamed for a false flag. Something's going to happen where we're going to get blamed and ultimately taken out, picked up, neutralized, whatever. That's kind of what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And let me make another easy statement. Satan doesn't care how he kills humans, just that they're all done and gone. Luciferians, who are some of the most politically and wealthy individuals on the planet, believe they're going to inherit. They say God's not going to inherit, or the followers of Jesus aren't going to inherit the kingdom of God. We're going to take it. Because at the end of every transhumanist, bottom line is ye shall be as God. People don't want to serve he who created it all, but they want to claim to be having the powers of he who created it all. Interesting, isn't it? How can you want that you have defined that, in essence, how can you want that which doesn't exist because it can only exist by that who you hate? Okay? So in this is what we're seeing right now, and I want people to be on their toes. I want to make this last statement. Food, whatever you get in the way of canned food, get it. Whatever you get in the way of food that does not require refrigeration, check out the internet vendors and check with the people that know. There's some good quality food. There's even some great quality food, but there's some really nasty stuff. And Doug, because I'm one of the guys that had one of the biggest companies in the United States with freeze-dried and dehydrated food, I have a little bit of authority. I can tell you, when you could take a bag of sugar, put backpack straps on, and have a lot of calories, but your nutrition would kill you. It'd override your pancreas and you'd die. Calories is not what's important. It's the quality and the content of the nutritional value of food. Next, get the supplements. You need vitamin C, you need vitamin D. Support Alex Jones, support Mike Adams, support Bob Griswold. These are guys that are on the radio, okay? And for the record, I don't sell anything like that anymore. So the point isn't have them for years, but get what you can while you can, but do your homework. If you know that the average person eats 1,500 calories a day just for a starvation diet, then how can a little trunk of food be a 90-day supply? It can't. It just can't. You can do the math. Think, by the way, think before you eat, because if you don't, you won't have anything to eat.
Very well stated. You are a man that well before your time, and I thank you for being so knowledgeable about everything. So let's, folks, let's pray. together and understand we're not going to get out of this without God. And Steve, I'm going to thank you so very much for being part of our Thursday show. God bless you, my friend. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Doug. Blessings to all your listeners.
All right, folks, that was Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com. And I really meant it when I said he's the smartest guy I know about precious metals. He really is. Mega drought, the annihilation of the human race accelerates. Good investment.